you know, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
bumper speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thriving Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. We're coming at you from PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, and KFGD 107.1 FM St. Louis. With me on the line now is JJ McWegan. What's up, JJ?
Hey, not much. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just got back from the beach, which was awesome.
Oh, nice. Yeah. probably good this time of year too. Yeah.
Oh, it was a little cool, and
yeah,
that meant that we pretty much had the beach to ourselves.
Yeah,
my parents, my three kids, my wife, and I. It was awesome.
Good.
But
cool.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Started playing music when I was 13. It's when I got my first drum set. And got my first guitar when I was 20, started playing that, and then started writing songs at 23. Been doing that ever since. Played sports my whole life, all through college. And then those have been basically my two main passions and whatnot. And so once sports ended, I really started to take up music full time and writing songs and getting them produced and everything. And so that's really what I've been up to. And just seeing where that goes.
You played basketball, is that correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Where'd you play that at?
Newman University in Wichita, Kansas. It's a NCAA Division II school right now. When I played, they were NAIA Division II. But I also help, right now I help, just a volunteer assistant with a team right now. So that's pretty fun as well. So
now I was listening to a few of your songs on your website. And let me see. I'm going to go ahead and click on that. And that's JJMCGUIGANmusic.com for those of you that want to check it out. I listened to In All Honesty.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of Disconnected. I clicked on Letter for a little bit. And my question is, are you playing the guitar in the tracks, or what's your part in that?
In the production part, guitar. I don't sing as far as when the final production is made, simply because I do sing, but the voice that I hear in my head when I'm writing songs isn't my voice, so I try and capture the voice I'm hearing, and so. On the EP Dissociative, which has five of the songs that are on the website, Garrett Crow is singing, and Scott Spriggs sings In All Honesty. I'm playing guitar and working with the production of it. So usually I just write a song and then take it in, and then we start hammering away the full band version of it. But yeah, mostly just guitar as far as the production and everything goes.
Do you play any of the drums on the tracks, or do you let that to?
On the tracks, I don't. Garrett actually plays them. He was signed to a record deal in Nashville as a drummer with the band. Unfortunately, they got shelved basically because the band broke up before they could release anything. But he's a phenomenal drummer and much better so than I am. And so it's just it's a more efficient way of going into the studio and laying down tracks. Kind of have the best person to do it because a lot of studios aren't too cheap, and so you don't want to waste too much time, you know. So, but Garrett's phenomenal. So he actually laid down the drums.
Now, the stuff I heard seemed to be mostly acoustic. Is there a bass player in there?
In all honesty, there's not. In Disconnected, there's not. It's just an electric. And I'm actually going to let her, there is a bass. In songs like, if you go to my website, songs like Disconnected, Save My Life, and whatnot, I'm actually going to reformat those, re-record them to get a little bit better sound with them. That's up to par with the other ones basically. And so, but yeah, there's bass on 4 of the 5 songs on the EP Dissociative. So
I just happened to miss them.
you got the one that didn't have any bass. We were really going for an acoustic feel, for that album, have that kind of be the foundation of the songs and then just build off of that.
Now, what's your writing process? Like, what do you do first, or what inspires what you do?
The process is pretty much anything goes. It can come from, inspiration can kind of come from, you know, I tend to be a documentary junkie. Like, I watch a lot of real life stuff and try and draw inspiration from that. It can come from a feeling, but what I do try and do every time is when I get inspired to write about something, I really want to capture, whether it just be within a verse or something I might think is the chorus or a verse chorus, you know, capture the essence of what I'm trying to say with it, as far as how I'm going to say it, how it's going to be said musically. And everything, and really try and get it as best a feel as I can in that initial inspiration of writing it. So when I go back to it, I'm not lost or anything. You know, I have a good feel of that song. And, but it can come from just me sitting down with a guitar saying, hey, I'm going to just start playing guitar and start writing whatever comes to mind. And if something catches, then I just go with it. But really there's no set process for it. It's really just trying to capture the essence of what I'm trying to say so that when I go back to it, I have something there really.
Do you have any stories like you were, those ones you hear all the time, like, oh, I wrote that song on a napkin.
I would say nothing really. Most of the songs that I write, I'm just either chilling in my basement or living room, and then something hits me and I just start writing. Usually I'm lucky that there's a pen and pad nearby. Sometimes I'll wake up at 3 a.m. with an idea and I know I have to write it down because I'm going to forget it.
I knew exactly where that was going.
Because if I don't, then I'm kicking myself for 2 or 3 days. Some stuff like that, because inspiration can strike at any time. And so you want to, again, capture at least something of it that you have. And so I've got notebooks in my car, all scattered throughout my apartment, basically. And so wherever I'm at, I'll just grab the first thing and start writing. It's very sporadic to say the least.
I was trying to find on your site. Do you have any shows coming up?
As far as anything official, not yet. I'm going to do some open mics here soon. What I'm really focused on is I'm working to put together a second EP, in which three songs are already written. And then I'm writing them with Brian Elwick, who's a guitarist, a very good friend of mine. And we both just kind of jam out on the guitar and start writing. And once we get that kind of finalized, then that'll kind of give us 10 songs to work with. And then it's going to be, you know, forming a band around that and then doing shows. Here in Wichita, they don't really let you, the venues aren't too big on original music, unfortunately. It's a lot, you got to play a lot of cover tunes if you want to get shows. So what I'm kind of looking at doing is if you've got 10 songs, you know, we can throw in a few covers, but we're more likely to be able to get shows if we've got more originals and there's a buzz around it, as well as going outside of Wichita, Kansas City, maybe Dallas, Chicago. There's several, bands here in town that I'm, kind of linked up with that go on tours, whether it be a 7-8 city tour in 2 weeks or whatnot, of just hitting up shows up and down kind of the Midwest, just from Chicago to Austin, basically just going up I-35 and seeing where they might be able to play and everything, and then you can create a good buzz that way. So I'm really going to focus more on live shows after the second EP is done.
That's here in the Pittsburgh area, it's kind of similar. They want to hear the covers, but you can throw some originals in, and some places are a little more willing to let you do the originals than others.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, it's sounds like it's that way a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of places.
Kind
of
is. Nashville's the only place that really comes to mind where they really take a lot of pride in their original songwriters, because that's what they're known for. But I think, you know, and it's a shame because Wichita, and I'm sure Pittsburgh's the same way, has such good musicians and that create original songs that I know people would like. There's just no real venues here that promote that idea. And so it's kind of frustrating in that sense.
Speaking of venues, are there any that you'd like to highlight that you've played at?
I've played I played in Nashville at a venue. It was a showcase in front of about 300 people. This is a few years back. I played a song called Rain and got a pretty good response from that. And the reason that stuck out with me was just because, I'd played open mics here in Wichita that would allow me to play cover songs, and it was, 20, 30 people. But, 300 is probably the biggest I've played. And it was at a art center. I'm blanking on the name of it right now. But it was kind of a highlight as far as performing. I never really considered myself to be a performer as much as a songwriter. I'd be happy performing, but I'd also be happy, if a bigger act comes along and wants to play my song, I'd be more than willing to, work out a deal and have that happen as well. So I really try and focus most of my efforts on songwriting and just production and all that stuff. So,
you've mentioned a couple other musicians that you've been playing with and have plans on playing with. Is there a lineup for your band currently, or is it kind of whatever you need at the time?
Right now, me and Brian he'll be lead and I'll be rhythm guitar. And then when we go into the studio to record, we've made contact with several musicians, a drummer, a couple singers, and the producer that's going to produce it knows a lot of other musicians. And so we'll try out and see who's available then. But as for now, set in stone, it's really just me and Brian. But once we get into the studio to record, we'll have a good idea of who we like and who's available that we like to hit the road with.
Have you had anyone show interest in the songs you've written?
Yeah. A lot of people, I've throughout the last, 5-6 years, a lot of artists here in town have shown a big interest in them. They've actually played them at their shows.
That has to be an awesome feeling.
Yeah. And so, it's good to know that you get more buzz going or whatnot, or one of those artists makes it, starts to blow up in a sense, that song can really get out there. But it's received a lot of good feedback. Well, just hopefully. Yeah. My hope is just that one day, the song gets into the right hands and something can happen with it to reach a lot of people. So
I have a feeling that Michael Stover will be able to help you out with that a bit.
Yeah, I think so. Just from the month I've been with him, he's very good at what he does.
I see the names that Hicks has been performing with and writing with.
Yeah.
And other people like Eddie Mann and Ed Roman, and they all seem to be finding their way.
And
he has some other artists that are country that I've listened to and I played a little bit, but I know a lot less about because that's, as the title says, we're a rock show.
Rock, yeah. He's just very diligent, just very straightforward with you, and he'll help your career progress if he thinks you've got the material, got the talent or whatnot. Your career will progress with him. So
did you know he used to be a drummer as well?
I'd read that, when I first met up with him online and whatnot, that he was a musician and everything, and has been in the business for about 30 years now. So he's made a lot of contacts too. So,
hey, so closing thoughts, is there anything that we haven't mentioned that you want to make sure that the listeners know about?
Really, if you got a passion to do something, I've been at this for quite a number of years, and you'll get rejections, you'll get turned down, you'll get a lot of good feedback, and sometimes you think maybe something great's gonna happen like that. It can. But if it doesn't, that doesn't really mean anything other than it's just not time yet. So just basically don't give up. When I was 16, I came down with major depression and OCD, and music helped me through all that. And I'm trying to do the same for others through music and through also do, a little bit of speaking here and there, mainly through interviews about mental health awareness and everything, and really just don't give up on your dreams, and don't be afraid to, if you need help, reach out for help. There will be someone there to help you. That basically is kind of my parting thoughts. So,
one last thing, pick one of your songs.
Letter is a song that the writing process was, to me, so fluid and uninterrupted. It felt like there was no strain in writing it. And I think it's one of my better written songs. because of that, I've tried duplicating that process a number of times, and it doesn't work that way. It just kind of happens. So, but yeah, it's one of those songs that's special to me because I think it can speak to a lot about, you know, someone, you know, maybe not understanding the world, yet they want to be understood in it. And, you know, hoping that, you know, one day they'll be heard, you know, hoping that, you know, and going through the struggles with that and really trying to, you know, has some themes of unity, you know, amongst people, you know, mm-hmm. and how important that is. And so it's one of those songs I'm pretty proud of that it encompasses some good themes, I think, that that a lot of people can relate to.
Very cool. I'll have to have you on another time and I'll let you talk about the mental health stuff as well.
Definitely. Thank
you. I'm a middle school teacher, so.
Okay. Yeah.
I see some of that.
Yeah, I bet.
Hey, so you've been listening. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You've been listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show. If you're just tuning in, I've been talking to JJ McQuiggan. And you can find him at his website, jjmcguiganmusic.com. And we're going to move back into our playlist, and the next song that you're going to hear is Letter by JJ. Thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, this is Brian Schaefer from the Weekly Rock Blog. Don't forget the Pennsylvania Rock Show 12, benefiting rock for life, will be November 12th at the Leechburg Moose in Leechburg, Pennsylvania, featuring Amber Alexis, Tilted Shadows, Terra Chain Sky, the Hellfire Club, After the Fall, and more. It's $5 for Moose members and $10 for guests. So come on out and support a great cause and hear some of the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. 'Cause I know I'm getting older. We do it for the sixth string.
We do it for the harmony. They've ever known from
be the greatest saint? Or could you treat me like a brother? For tonight we can be one in the same. It isn't easy to admit this about me, and I only hope that you'll listen. Say a prayer. We'll climb every mountain and cross every sea. Maybe I can show you something special about me. Decide to come my way. Would you read the world's letter? It's all the things I failed to say. I wanna read the world's letter for tonight. I just want you to stay. Gonna read the world by letter.